The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in an handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. And after he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord.
Who wants to share with us their gifts and talents?
Swimming.
Swimming, very good.
Golf.
Golf.
Ice skating.
Ice skating.
Baseball.
Baseball. Let's get some of third graders.
Music.
Music.
Mixed martial arts.
Okay, martial arts, very nice.
Tennis.
Tennis.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Art.
Art, very good. Now, what do you do with that gift? Do you guys practice it? Do you play if it's golf or martial arts? Or do you use it or you just don't?
You use it.
Okay.
We help others with it.
Okay. So you use it, and part of it is because you enjoy doing that sports, right? Or you enjoy arts or music. So you like to use it because it makes you feel good, but also, like he said, we use it to help others with it. What do you think of somebody who has some gifts and talents but never used it? Is that a good thing? No. Why not?
Because if you never use it, you'll never discover it.
Right. If you never use it, you never discover it. Now, some of the gifts and talents we have is we're born with, right? Like if you're an artist, you like art. Someday you're just drawing or doing different things, and people say, look, you're very good as an artist. right? Some other gifts, because we like them, we have to learn them, we have to practice them, like in sports, right? You might like swimming, but you have to practice it more so you can become a better swimmer. But some other kind of gifts and talents we're born with are like being a kind person, being a good listener, being generous, being someone who's really merciful. These also are gifts and talents that we're born with. Where do those gifts and talents come from? Let's ask.
God?
Those come from God because we're born with them. God gave us those gifts. And because God gave us those gifts, he wants us to use them with one another, right? We don't have to be merciful with God. We don't have to be generous with God. God has everything. But we need to be generous, merciful, kind, maybe helping others with our brothers and sisters. So if we don't use those gifts too, just like if we don't practice or play soccer, if you're good at soccer or baseball or football, then also we're going to lose those gifts. We'll become less kind, less generous, less helping, willing to help others. So we need to practice them and use them so we can get better in them and so we can offer them to God and to one another. What one other gift that we all have?
We have the gift to pray.
The gift of prayer, very good.
Faith,
very good. We all have been given the gift of faith. We all know about Jesus, right? And that's one gift that Jesus wants us to share with others. Because when we share that gift with others, then they get to know Jesus. And then they too one day will go to heaven if they follow Jesus. Sometimes we forget this most important gift that we have, the gift of our faith, the gift of knowing Jesus. And sometimes we're not willing to learn more about Jesus so we can share him better with others. How can we share Jesus with others?
Well, you can pray to them or tell them something nice.
Okay, be nice to others, but tell them you're doing it because you follow Jesus, you're a disciple of Jesus.
You can tell them to go to church.
You can invite them to come to you with you to church. Very good.
You can spread the good news.
You can spread the good news when you're talking with your friends or maybe family members. Just mention Jesus. Or if someone tells you they're having a problem, you can say, well, let us pray for you. And just pray for them. Okay? So there's a lot of ways that we can share Jesus. And now as we approach Thanksgiving and then Christmas, it's a great way to share Jesus with others because everybody is getting ready for Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But sometimes we forget that it's about Jesus and we focus only on ourselves, on what we want for Christmas. So let's keep in mind that in the next month or so, think about how can I share Jesus with others? How can I bring the joy of the birth of Jesus to other people?